Marnie, how about you? How do you feel?
Well, I'm certainly working very closely with the business manager and with the general manager, and yes, there is so much concern and consternation about cuts that will have to be made to be real that I get a little nervous about what the LSB might want to add to the budget for fear of not being able to deliver. I know just recently on the Alliance list, there's discussion about why we don't train more board ops and have more board ops. But I think the general time frame that Lonnie has laid out is fine, and I do understand what Dave is saying, and all I can say is I promise that at the next LSB meeting, I will raise a point that people who think of budgetary items up or down should convey them to me and the other two people on our tiny finance committee so that we can get them into the planning process.
Okay, and Baruti, and then we can go back to Lonnie. Baruti, how about you? How do you feel about it?
I think we're trying to work within the time constraints, and what we're doing is we're having Indra put together sort of the first draft of the budget, which I guess is consistent with what Lonnie's saying, dealing with the big items, but it's going to come to the finance committee, and, you know, we're going to ask Indra a lot of questions about each budget, you know, as get into as much detail as we can and then have our input at the finance committee. But because of the time frame, I mean, we knew that the first run-through that's going to be given to Lonnie is really going to be primarily Indra's budget. But after that, we would have our impact before the full LSB voted on the budget, that, you know, the LSB through the finance committee would be able to have its input, so that once what was actually presented to the LSB for approval to pass up to Lonnie would have the stamp of the LSB.
Okay. Well, so Lonnie, could you respond to you? You've heard from all the treasurers that are on the line. I don't think Sandy's on the line. Could you respond to all the concerns raised by Dave and others, and give us your take on this procedure and you know what you feel? Now that you've heard everyone's point of view?
Yeah, I've stated my view before, is that I think we ought to work through the structure we've created, that the treasurers do their job, which is becoming, you know, real acquainted with some of the larger issues in the budget, working with the GM and the BM. I don't agree with Dave's position that the LSBs should come to the station, which I understand they did, or invite them to the LSB to meet with the staff to have direct input of what ought to go into or not go into a budget. I think that not the role of the LSB, and I would not support it. Especially if the LSB wrote a budget, then I'm confronted with a budget written by, people on LSB. I don't think that's the role. I don't think the bylaws support that role.
All right, watch it now.
All right.
We're not
fighting. Terrible things happen when you a whole group of people.
Okay.
Bearing different interests, writing who gets hired, who doesn't get hired, what ought to be and not be in a budget.
That's a canard. It is not okay for you to say that, because that's not what we're talking about.
We're not talking
about who gets hired and who doesn't get hired, so I'd like you not to talk about it in that way. That's not what I'm saying. That's a misrepresentation.
Well, I'm telling you what my fear is, Dave, and that's
but
my
that's
fear.
Not what's happening. We're talking about items like training, like stringers, and other issues like that.
I think that's part, yeah. Well, anyway, if you let me state my fear and my view, I'll just finish up. Can I do it? Can I go ahead now?
Yes, go ahead, finish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's my fear, and I've been in organizations where that has happened, so I'm fearful. I think, though, that the way we did it last year is workable. I think the LSBs have 2 whole months with the budget. I don't see much default with that. So that's July and August, and before anything is finalized, they have 2 months with it. So I just feel that worked last year, probably work again this year. But anyway, on the budget. And I think that the problem we have with the budget is how to take all the things that we will need to fund when it's in a circumstance where finding that funding would be difficult. That's a big problem.
I'd like to ask you a question, Lonnie, that came up at the PMB. You mentioned it briefly here, the CPB contingency. As we know, the political waters are muddying as we speak, and there's a concern that Pacifica will be caught off guard might be an easy target, has maybe even been mentioned, and that what the PMB is requesting is that there be a contingency budget, which basically would show no CPV funding so that we could understand how we would operate if we were to lose $1.5 million or so. And I know each station would be greatly impacted by the loss of that, of those funds. Have you talked to the general managers about looking at those dollars? You've already said what happened at KPFA, where there was a miscalculation. Well, imagine if that number was zero. What are your plans, and what have your conversations been with the general managers about the likelihood of the loss of those funds in 06?
Well,
I know, it's a bad subject, but it's something we have to talk about, I think.
Well, that's true, we do. I agree. You know, that money, $1.7 million, is a huge part of our the financial structure. It's not just the dollars, it's the fact the way it comes in cash, and it tides us over during the very months where we have the lowest amount of cash, and the stations really need it to bridge those gaps between, you know, those low-income months. No, I've talked about it with some of the GMs, but not all of them. And that is one of the big ticket items I keep referring to. We'll be discussing over the next week and a half or two. The immediate, that if that were the case, and I'm not assuming that we'll lose $1.7 million. It'll happen that way. But in prudent planning, you know, you need to have a look to see what would you do. There would be two or three ways to go. You could not reasonably expect that you can make it up in revenue. We see that revenue is difficult and flat. You'd end up with having to look to reducing expenses, number one, and that would potentially or possibly mean layoffs or reconceptualizing the stations and how they run, at least on a short-term basis. You could look to debt, that is to say, mortgage some of the properties to give us a breathing period so that we could gradually reduce our expenses rather than having to do it wholesale. That is, we do have mortgageable properties, and we might have to look at loans as a structure. Or some combination of all of those, plus of any large ticket areas, that any way that we could save funds. It would not be easy, but if we were to be notified tomorrow that we next year did not have $1.7 million, what would we do? Those are the things we would do. Even staff reductions would take time. You won't save much money in month two, month one, month two, month three, because you're paying on vacation and a lot of other stuff. So it would be a longer-term saving, not short-term. So it would look like getting a cash reserve through a loan process of some sort or some other more immediate expense reduction that could produce savings fairly quickly. So the short-term answer is I'm not sure, just a few notions.
Okay, any other, I had a quick follow-up to that. In January at the annual meeting, the PMB certainly endorsed through our retreat and training and goal setting the implementation of a capital campaign that would deal with some of our infrastructural needs and other needs, as well as provide some cushion for these kinds of variances that may be unforeseen. Has there been any movement on that? I know we do have a development director. Has anything happened since January to begin to position the network for such a campaign?
Yeah, we started discussions around, rather than doing five individual capital campaigns, we've started discussions around why not do a week on the air capital campaign to encompass all the needs of all the stations in that single week. And so there's, you know, there's people feel that might be workable.
And would that be the big ticket item type of thing you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. That if we were to do it on the air in 1 week, every day for a week, get all of the money capital needs in that week, and then have that money be apportioned out to the stations that need that those funds, that might be a way to go. And most efficient way. Otherwise, you're talking about each station doing a capital campaign, which can be expensive. I'm doing it all, going it alone. But I think
okay.
that, you know.
Excuse me, this is Laverne. I'm on. When you finish, I just have a question about the prior statement or prior information that you had given, Lonnie.
Okay. Lonnie, are you done with
Mark,
that?
Mark, can I get on the stack, too, please?
How about that?
Yeah, and Dave would like to be on the stack.
Okay, so why don't we go to LaVarne, Baruti, and then Dave. Lonnie, how much more time do you have with us?
I'm due over there in 3 minutes for those folks.
All right, so you have enough for these three comments, right?
Sure.
Okay, so let's start with LaVarne.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, all.
Good afternoon.
Just a quick question. How do you plan the whole issue with CPP funding? Do you plan to do like an alternative budget, or how do you plan to do, or in terms of looking at that and looking at a possible reduction in CPP funding? That's the question.
Yeah, well, actually, on this trip to New York, I was planning to go down to Washington tomorrow and talk to them directly, you know, and say, what's up? You know, we need to know what's going to happen. And that part of the rest, Dan made the trips to visit with those folks. So we're going to go directly to CPP. Going to there's some plans around talking to their chair and their radio people and find out rather than wait to hear from them. There's also some plans looking at a proactive PR campaign in June next month, which I think was suggested by Rob Robinson, where we could position ourselves to have community radio be highlighted and such that it provides us some political cover in the sense of making the issues out there and the fact that these storm clouds are developing.
And in fact, the PNB will be speaking or issuing a statement May 17th. What was that convention, LaVarne?
One in St. Louis.
Right. Right, about this issue. But did that answer your question, LaVarne?
Well, you know, just trying to get an update. But I don't think Lonnie had really. You said you're going to look at it, so then you'll know if and how we should proceed in terms of developing an alternative budget with and without the CPP.
Will you have more information, Lonnie, by our May 28th meeting?
Possibly. I'm not sure, but we're going to be out there trying. We're going to call them up. Sit down.
Mark, this is Jane. I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, let's go next. It's Baruti.
Yeah, my question is related. When would we know what if CPB's position is going to change from what it's been in prior years? Like, is there a certain date by which there we would know, okay, well, there's not going to be a change that's going to affect the 05-06 budget?
Well, our understanding, and, you know, these kind of things, they don't advertise what their plan is due to us. So our understanding is there was a meeting around the May 1st. And that there were a lot of our people talked to some of the CPP people. I have to say at this point, I just don't know unless I ask the people who were making the decisions directly. And that's what we plan to do.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I just want to say,
Jane?
I was hearing the discussion about, you know, capital money and getting a buffer, and I think, you know, we have to really keep our eyes on not trying to get a pot of money that from which we draw on operating expenses. Because if we're having significant cost overruns, it's a sign of structural problems within the way we do work. And it was one of the objections to some of the changes of the network a number of years ago was that it wasn't sustainable. That was based on models used in other parts of public radio where there are much wider distribution pools. So we're in this condition where we're constantly scrambling to keep up. And we need, you know, I understand there's always the next budget and there's a whole series of things that are sort of fixed costs. But I really feel we need to be talking to the people in the stations. Whether that's at the staff level, it should definitely include the local boards as well, because of the vision question about what are we here to do. But I think we have some basic, real core issues on the expense side of things. And it's only going to get worse as we go into the digital delivery, where we're going to have lots of competitors. And I just really feel like we need to be hearing that. Before we talk about going and getting bridging funding, we need to know bridging to what.
Okay, Jane?
Lonnie, I had a request. I understand you made a presentation at the PNB meeting in New York about fundraising strategies in this environment, and I was asked to try to get a copy of that for us to use. Is that something that you can get for us?
You mean the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that included everybody. Yes. Do I send it to you?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, because I was asked to get that. I was told.
Actually, Lonnie, we had also asked for the PowerPoint. Remember, each of the stations put together a contingency plan for 90 days after they understood that the ED was leaving. And it highlighted what they thought were some of the key big-ticket items in the next 90 days. Was that ever distributed to this committee?
No, but I did strip out a lot of the other stuff that was in there, and I do have it ready for email.
Okay, could you please send that?
Okay,
I'll send it to, finance, I guess.
Is it too big to you know, for the file and to net finance?
It was, and I was saying I stripped it down so it was emailable.
Okay, so if you could email that, because that would also talk about discussions of the next, between now and May 27th, I think all of us would probably like to look at what the general managers identified as the key challenges confronting the individual stations.
All right, okay.
Okay.
A second one is this cap.
Hold on, I got to run, folks, I got to run. I will do that.
Lonnie?
Yeah.
Jan had one quick last question. What is it?
The capital campaign that you were mentioning, maybe an idea of a week, was there a total dollar target that's been talked about? Because in terms of us discussing locally our decisions about moving, you know, what kind of a rent or payment obligation we're going to make, has there been any kind of a total dollar number thrown out in the air?
Well, it was in that PowerPoint presentation. We went station by station.
Okay.
But when I send that out, those numbers, I believe, are there.
Cool. All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Lonnie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll take care now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, and if you look at that, for example, Jane, for each station, I think for PFW, there was a figure of like 250 and some of the other stations. I forgot what it totaled. Do you remember, Dave? What was it like? Well, we can get it, and then we'll see what the actual figure was for this projected campaign. But once again, we haven't talked about it in this committee or the LSBs yet, okay? Okay, the next, that took care of the procedures. Ideally, most of our questions related to March. Also, the key date being May 27th, and we meet on May 28th. The next item.
I'm sorry, this is LaVarne. I'm sorry, I wasn't on the earlier call. So, what's happening on May 27th?
May 27th is the date that the general managers are to have submitted to Lonnie their list. Ideally, in consultation with their treasurers as a conduit. To the LSBs to look at what key items or big-ticket items are upcoming for the station in the 06 budget.
Okay.
And this is in preparation for a document that could be prepared for the PNB for its meeting on 6/17 in Berkeley so that we could have a sense of it. Then we then have an additional 3 months before the actual budget has to be presented to work out, the tweaking and the other things that are related to that. So these are kind of the big ticket items, and that's the date that he has set for the general managers, and then we will meet the following day on the 28th.
This is LaVarne again. Just a quick question. Matt just asked again, this is kind of like an ongoing request that a headcount plan also be presented at that time, particularly with the conversations that I heard. I was in my car and was listening on this.
You mean at the June meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead between now and then, and again, I'll be in conversations with Mike, but I'll go ahead and make a note to include that on the agenda for our May 28th meeting.
Okay.
We got that in the March thing.
We did get it.
You got a plan?
We got the salary information.
We got the salary. I'm saying the plan for 06.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about the plan.
Got it.
Excuse right, so
me,
staffing,
the,
in other words,
Mark,
LaVarne,
I think
you want...
meeting on May 27th, not the 28th.
Yeah, the 27th.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
You were saying the 28th, but we're meeting on the 27th.
Oh, we meet on the 27th.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
That's the information I have.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because I was yelling at the
All right,
day.
I'm sorry.
Thanks
so
for clearing that up.
We meet on the 27th, and okay. So one of the things that you're saying is that forecasted staffing is something that would be included in those big-ticket items for June.
I would hope so, particularly
yeah.
with the conversation that I heard earlier.
Okay, and in fact, LaVarne, when we went around the table, several treasurers are talking about, then staffing is obviously something that the discussions or conversations have already begun with the general manager in terms of anticipated needs.
Good.
So I will definitely put that on the agenda for the 27th, okay?
Good.
Okay, the next item, because the confidential agreement we're going to put on hold to our next meeting until we can ideally talk to Mike and see where that is, and also the other item. So the next thing we had was an update on the diversity and anti-racism resolution, but I think Lonnie was the only one that had information, and he is now gone. So can we move that also to the next meeting when we have more time to discuss it, unless there's someone on this call who has information related to where that is? No? Okay, so we can move that. The next item that we then had, Dave, was the allocation procedures for surplus funds, or can KPFK spend all its extra money?
Well, not all, but how do we basically get from here to there? We had talked last time about, we've talked with our manager about, you know, how this funding gets freed up. In particular, the question of stringer budget. We calculated a budget that comes out to what we calculate is something like a quarter or less of the projected surplus, even now that Lonnie's revised it downward. So we're trying to identify, and the board already approved the recommendation, so we're trying to figure out the process by which this money gets, put toward that purpose. And I don't fully understand the role of the PNB in terms of an approval like this, the LSB and the CFO. If the CFO says okay, is there anything else that's required of the LSB? If the LSB says we want to do it, does the CFO have a veto on that? And at what point do we agree, okay, this is how much we have to do what with? So we're in conversation with our manager about it, and we have some general agreements about wanting to move forward with that. And I think that applies every bit as much to people who are also dealing with deficits of, you know, how does it get decided and what, again, is the role of the governance in that?
Well, I mean, I think the question of the allocation that you've raised is important. And clearly, if a station is considerably beyond their one-month requirement, do they have to hold on to that additional fund as a sort of network rainy day account or a local station rainy day account, or are they free to say, well, let's take X number of it and begin to deal with some of our capital or other needs? I don't know what I don't think the PNB has ruled on that one way or another.
We have a policy.
No, and KPFK is in a kind of enviable position of being the only one right now to be juggling this little excess. So I think
that's partly because of the things we're doing to in terms of outreach and the rest, and we really want to be able to accelerate that.
Understood. But I think part of it will be an education as you move forward is what I'm saying, because it's kind of a new territory in a way. Are you in good conversation with your general manager and your business? Well, you don't have a business manager, right?
Right. But we're fully agreed. When the LSB passed the budget last year, we said excess would go into news and training. And that was an agreement between all of us here, the manager and the staff was, I think, happy about that. And so now we're saying, okay, we want to be able to use money for news and training. How much money is there? At what point does it get allocated? And, everybody's in agreement that we have this very large volunteer base, but we lose talented. The station has a vibrant atmosphere, but we lose people because the people who are there are so busy, and we don't have anybody who's explicitly dealing with some of the training issues.
Can I ask you a question, theoretical question?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we're at a situation like, well, we know at KPFA that while there is a shortfall, and ideally it will be temporary, they do have a cash reserve that was quite healthy because, in fact, they didn't allocate it in prior years. In order to dip in there to the sum of some $500,000, even though some of it again was unforeseeable, that's a significant chunk of dipping. Now we also have other stations that we're hoping will meet their goals and may possibly fall short $100,000 to $150,000, et cetera. We have the possibility of national fundraising may be able to meet some of that shortfall, but again, we haven't done that yet. So would this be the time to allocate, or just even for KPFK's own sake, to hold, hold more than 1 month's reserve, so that if something were to happen like at KPFA, you'd be better positioned to handle it, or if you had to help one of your brothers or sisters out?
Well, sure. The thing is, if we have a $90,000 surplus, what we've approved in terms of stringer budget is something like $20,000 for the rest of the year.
Oh.
And the question is, what else? So we're not talking about spending every last dime, but we believe that with, for example, some funding for specific outreach, being able to print CDs and distribute them in town, being able to put up, you know, various kinds of marketing plans, we can continue to accelerate the things that have brought us to the point of surplus. So,
well, don't quote me, but it sounds like an idea to me. Why don't you just go ahead and allocate in the budget and see what happens?
Well, but what are we talking? We're talking not about the 2006 budget. We're talking about we have 6 months left in this year. And again, the question is, we've been seeing lots of budget adjustments, or we've heard talk of budgets getting adjusted, projections getting adjusted. The question is, and this holds for everybody, what is the formal process and the relationship between the CFO, the LSB, the PMB, the management in doing mid-year adjustments to respond to whatever's happened during the course of the year? And I don't think we have any policies on that. Are you aware of any?
Discussions. How about this? Because I think we need the CFO to have a meaningful conversation on that. Mid-year adjustments. So I've already added on, we're going to add on the part about FY06 goals. We've also are going to do staffing projections. So can we also add at that point mid-year corrections, since we're approaching that point?
Well, I had thought that I'd heard Lonnie in previous meetings talking about the mid-year budget adjustment process. So,
yeah, and we kind of didn't like the idea. Remember, we wanted to keep a base. As I recall, when we discussed it with him last, there were many members of the National Finance Committee that felt that while you may want to add a column or something, that we needed to maintain the baseline so that we understood, what we originally started out with, and that we don't up that figure or down that figure. And so we did adopt whatever the budget was, the November whatever budget, and that is therefore the baseline budget for the entire 05 year.
May Marnie get on the staff?
Yeah, Marnie, because you addressed that issue, please.
My thought is, and it sounds certainly like the particular case that Dave's talking about in Los Angeles, that if the general manager is in agreement, and this is really relatively small dollars, that the general manager has the discretionary right and ability to add this change into the forecast, sure, can clear it with the CFO, and then you're on your way. To me, it seems like it makes good sense, and the LSB has a good relationship, or the finance committee of the LSB has a good relationship with the general manager. The general manager agrees that that's the best use of the money. I think in your particular case, Dave, I think you even mentioned that the GM there is in favor. So it would seem to me that one should not have to go through more approvals than that. A GM is there to run their station and do what's right.
Well, I agree, and it's not like we don't have variances at Pacifica. I mean, if the concern is that you had put in a budget for stringers, and now you're going to, because of this allocation, you're going to be $20,000 over your original forecast, but again, your gross, your bottom line is still healthy, I don't think that's going to be a problem. We'll just throw a note on and say, you know, like we did for all the other variances that
right,
we had.
Right, but my understanding is that in terms of the budget, Lonnie is sort of the supervisor, essentially, of the spending of that budget, and I don't know, what that...
Our
manager say we're going to do this. I know she held off a little bit to make sure that we had, because we had some other staffing issues that she wanted to be sure were taken care of properly before we went ahead with it. But, I take what you're saying, Marnie, but I'm just saying I'm not aware of any policy whatsoever about how anything happens. And,
sometimes we shouldn't have policies on common sense decisions that a general manager can make when there is a healthy environment financially at a particular station, and we're not talking about $1 million or $100,000.
And I think what we can do, the only thing I can add to that, Dave, is that I will when Lonnie is on the call again, because I don't want to guess or surmise what he may or may not, or what position or what input he may or may not have on this subject, especially the generalized subject of mid-year adjustments, which is a little different from the allocation surplus, but I mean, you're kind of going from that point. So why don't we just move that to 27th and have him directly comment on that. And between now and then, I hope we've helped you with that in terms of I would go ahead with it. I don't see that $20,000 is worth a policy. But why don't you, that may not answer your concerns at all. Why don't we wait and bring that up on the 27th when we have the full complement, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the final item on today's agenda is the BAI situation in general. The questions were raised about the inspection. We don't know the state of that. The questions of embezzlement concerns, and again, we want to be careful here that we throw around terms that are loaded without having facts, and also the question of audit clarification on the purported overspending in the consultant category. Marty, you want to restate your concerns, and then maybe someone from New York can enlighten us?
Wait, before we do that, if we're going to have words like you just used dealt with, I'd like it in an executive session, because just the discussion of it exposes us to liability from a couple of different directions.
Well, I am concerned. I'm reading what already was said publicly.
Right, I know.
When it was addressed, but you want to go to executive session for this portion?
For that piece that deals with legal issues, there's other stuff in there that doesn't.
Okay, so why don't we take it in an order that doesn't? Let's start with the audit information regarding the consultants. Marnie, what was your concern there?
Okay, well, I've heard more than once verbally listening to the PNB and at my LSB meeting, and I believe on the Alliance list, Patty Heffley and LaVarne Williams appear to be concerned that there was a consultant line item in the 04 financials that did not translate into a consultant line item in the 04 audit. And so I went in deep and looked, and it seems to me that the auditor calls that line item outside services, and that in our financial statements it's called consultants, but the dollar amount is identical. From what I can tell, in the case of WBAI, it is about $98,000, $97,843 or something. And it is in the salary and related grouping. And so everything appears to be in order, just that a word that the auditor uses, and I also noticed that in his 03 audit, he also uses the word outside service, where our financials call it consultants.
Right.
In the salary and related section. So I just wanted to have a discussion. Am I missing something? It seems to be there. Things seem to tie. When Lonnie Hicks circulated his February financials, he did include an 04 audited column, and again, things lined up beautifully. So it seemed to me that maybe there was just a misunderstanding that could be clarified, and that little portion could be put to bed.
Okay, why don't we, I will say one thing. At the PNB meeting in New York, where we did hear from the auditor did state that essentially what he calls outside services is the line that we should be looking for to track that, what we call consultant. So he stated that in our meeting with him. It was an hour meeting with the auditor. But that still may leave questions. I don't know. I don't know if, Patty or Baruti, if anyone wants to respond to that or not.
This is LaVarne Williams. Yeah, I believe in the discussion that we had with the auditor and with Lonnie at the time that he said that it was moved not just to outside services but perhaps into salary. So there was not, and if it was $128,000 and you're looking at $98,000, that's a difference of $30,000. So it's not. So that's something that has to be looked at still. And based on Linus' conversation, actually, he did say that it was moved into more than one area when we were there, when we had the discussion with the auditor, with Ross Wisdom, when we were in New York. So, that's still an issue.
Okay.
But there's only about $20,000 or $30,000 that seems to be at issue, not $120,000?
Well, I think you're phrasing it in the wrong way when you say in terms of appear to be concerned, that this is that I think that, you know, we need to take this offline and talk about this more in detail, because I think this can go on, and that once we look at it in detail, then we can look at, and I can look at the numbers there,
okay.
Then I'll determine if there is an issue. But, you know, there may not be an issue, just that they went from the number at 128 down to zero, and at the time, Lonnie said it was moved into more than one area, and that was the concern there. So, now, if there wasn't an appearance to be concerned, there was a concern, and still is. But, again, you know, let's take this offline, because this will just continue, because the issue's been identified, it was raised at the PNB, and the issue's still there. But
what
thanks
do you
for
mean
bringing
by
that
offline?
Up.
You mean executive
wait,
session?
Wait, well, no. I can get with Marnie, and we can
okay.
go over it, and that would work better than for us to sit here and talk about
any this. Any other concerns with that? Okay, the other issue with the inspection rights, any updates that the, either LeVon or Patty want to share with us? Okay. The final item we're going to take...
Excuse me, Marnie, here again. What I had said was that I would like to understand the reason for, not to discuss anything about the right. Of course, the right is there, and I support that. But I'm still so confused as to what brought up this. What's the reason? And I don't believe I'm the only person who's been flummoxed by it, and I would appreciate the insight based on the fact that I'm on this committee and that I am a treasurer, and I'm still very much in the dark on that.
Okay.
This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
it's a right of the director to... to be able to examine any and all documents of the foundation, and I think that stands on its own. This struggle has been going on in my life for over 9 years now for the books to be open, and to date they really haven't been, and I think it's just important that we, you know, make sure that things are very clear, because this is listener money. People generously donate their money to us all the time. And we, you know, sometimes I don't have an answer for them. Well, where's the money going, or what's going on? And I think that all this suspicion needs to be cleared up once and for all. And I would, I don't understand what there needs more explanation than that.
Okay.
Well, if I could just respond, if I might. It was just that of the five stations, this is the station where this has come up since the time that I have been an LSB member, and so that's my interest in why WBAI is the one at the moment, as opposed to KPFA or PFW or anything like that.
Hey. No, I understand the concern. I think Patty has responded on that. I think we're probably all hopeful that this will be resolved quickly and openly, so we can move on. And you know, rumors left just kind of fester. So it'd be good to deal with it and move on. We have a lot on our plate, as you can all see. We now need to tackle. Marnie, do you still want to pursue the third item on your list?
It can be put off till later.
Okay, if
and
we could put that off.
And it's the same vein of things. I'm very concerned when I read publicly the kind of allegations that I read. I'm very, very concerned, and I feel it's fiscally imprudent of me not to inquire the truth or falsity of the underlying allegations. And I would guess we're all equally concerned.
Understood. Yes, LeVon, did you?
My phone is, like, whacked here. But I guess that I'm not really familiar with the allegations, except for the word that you used earlier, Mark, and I wish you wouldn't use that publicly. But I'm not familiar with what Marnie is talking about. So, again, maybe we can take that offline, too, because that's going to, again, seem to suggest something that
I'm
might implode
cussing.
Within. But
The word, and again, it was brought up when I said who has additional items, and there it was.
Okay.
But
right.
The point,
and Steve Brown is an LSB member from New York. I don't know the person.
Yeah.
But he published something all over to the internet, and most recently he sent it to the Amsterdam News in New York, which I'm very familiar with. And that's what I would like to know more about.
Well, how about this? Can LeVon and Marnie, I'm not familiar. I haven't read the Steve Brown piece that you're referring to.
I haven't either.
Would it be possible to see if there could be a fruitful offline discussion about that in the interim? We could look for that. I guess it has circulated on a number of listservs. And if need be, bring it up again on the 27th rather than go an executive session on it now, since most of us are unfamiliar with it.
Sure,
and it would also allow
Thank
us
you.
To adjourn at this point. Uh-huh. Would you have objection to that, Marnie?
No, that will be fine. Thank you.
What was the request? I'm sorry. I missed the request.
They're going to have an offline discussion about it. And for those of us who are unfamiliar with the last what Marnie cited was a Steve Brown listserv, I guess.
It was sent around during the PNB in New York, and I will find it and I will circulate it to the National Finance Committee just so that.
Thank you.
So that we can keep up on what may be swirling out there without in any way implying that there's anything. The word that I used is in evidence here was simply the word that was brought forth to describe the email, and we know how email traffic is on our listservs.
Okay, so this is LaVorne. So we're going to entertain rumors. Is that
no,
what
you
talking
guys
about?
Are going
to
discuss it.
If he's saying that an LSB member is making allegations in a written document, I think it's more than just a listserv rumor.
There's evidence?
That's
well, I think asked. I think it's something that can't be ignored.
Well, why don't we all...
Who has an answer to this?
Marnie, if you could locate the email.
I will.
Because we don't have it. And then circulate it to us.
I will.
And we can revisit the email. We'll just call it by the email. When we meet again on the 27th. That way we'll have a chance to have read it and we can decide whether it warrants additional attention by the National Finance Committee or not. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay, so having said that, we've gone through our agenda. Reminder that we meet on the 27th, not the 28th. By then, if there's any news, again, I will speak with Mike and see where he is on the various items on this agenda that he was going to report back to us. We have Lonnie coming back with the top key items as identified by the station management and treasurers. We also should have received by then the PowerPoint presentation given in New York by the station management and also by Lonnie. The station management was on the next 90 days and what the challenges were facing stations. Lonnie's report was on the capital campaign or capital needs, preliminary capital needs assessment for Pacifica. So you should have those PowerPoints to be able to look at as well, and I'll put that on the agenda for the 27th. And I think that should about cover it, and also the question of allocation of surplus funds or mid-year corrections. Anything else? Okay, I'd love to entertain a motion for adjournment at this time.
Motion to adjourn.
Any objection? Okay, hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day, evening.
And week.
And week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.